Log Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, and would like to say welcome to the show. Continuation of what going back from last week, and of course our topic is Black Lives Matter, No Justice and No Peace. And so I am going to we'll be open the mics up to everyone of Brother Aziz. I'm going to give you a chance to make any comments you wish to make as the co-host, and after your comments we'll open the show up to our guests.
Yes, greetings, audience. Greetings, our listeners out there. And I pray everyone is staying safe from COVID-19. But this week and the last couple of weeks, as Black Lives Matters protests have been catching on, and they're all around the world now. And America's again looking on as though they're in shock, and all this is new to the public. But we know this type of violence from the police department, whether they be black or white or whoever, has been going in our communities for a long, long time. And it's never truly been addressed because they have the guns. We've never had no guns. We go before the judges. The judges treat our people just like the judges of Ku Klux Klansmen, you know. It's just no justice, no justice whatsoever. Or, as some say, just us getting these different fines and penalties in these jail sentences. There are nothing like, you know, Caucasians get or white folks get when they commit the same offense or crime. And I applaud the brothers and sisters out there, especially the Caucasians that's out there protesting, because they are the ones that I feel personally are going to help make the change. They have to make the change because it's within them, not within us. We don't have the ability to practice racism. Racism is when you discriminate against a certain group of people. African Americans have never had the power in the USA to discriminate against any people, especially a majority people. So, you know, people have to look at this thing realistically in that, of course, we're going to be out there, you know, protesting and speaking to the congressmen and the senators, and that guy that's up there supposed to be the president, you know, that, again, he won't listen to nothing. We have a president that's displaying all types of signs of racism and prejudice. And he's a disgrace to the country. This is a right that we have as Americans to speak and say what we want as long as we're not practicing violence or trying to tear some organizations down that's not doing anything to us. But when it comes to people that are violating our constitutional rights, we have all the rights in the world to speak out and protest until we get justice. And what we've seen over the last 2 weeks, no matter if it was the looting and the robbing, those are some of the ways that the people have to express their anger, the looters and the rioters. It wasn't the best. It wasn't something that we sanctioned. But if you understand of how it is hoarding up or housing in hundreds of years of silence, because this has been happening to you and there's nothing you could do. Now people are out there and they're sacrificing their lives out on the front right now to see if we get a change in America. So, you know, I pray that this movement keeps going on and we participate however we can, but not become violent. And yes, the police departments, they need to have community organized policing. And that means community members should be picked out to help police their neighborhoods. And what I mean by help police their neighborhoods is make sure the police is doing the right thing and not the wrong thing to the citizens. And we're not in a war zone. We're not in a war against another people. We're Americans that are supposed to be looking out for other American safety. And we don't expect those that are supposed to be protecting us to be the ones that's harming us. So, again, you know, I'd like to hear what some of the other people feel about this, because I could go on, but I don't want to reach the level where I'm like some of the protesters, too, because I, too, get angry. I'm an older African-American in my 70s, and you can imagine how long I've been listening to this. I've also been in the military, been to Vietnam, and I've seen this continued abuse of human rights and human beings for the longest. I'm glad that we have youngins out there, our young African Americans out there, that are beginning to open their eyes up and see invisible things that could hurt them that's out there. Because of smiling faces, as they say, show no traces of the evil that lurks within. You know, so we got to check ourselves out. But that's what I got to say for right now, Brother Bilal, and I appreciate you letting me say that part, you know, get a little steam off, because I know that a lot of Americans would like to speak on this matter, brother.
All right, well, Brother Rosley, like I said to you, he's one of our co-hosts here on the radio show, and so we always are interested in what you have to say, but like we said, our mics are already open, so I am going to go to our audience and let our audience say what they have to say about Black Lives Matter, No Justice, No Peace, information you always have to give us as far as business is concerned. Our mics are open, and so I am going to go to our first caller. Welcome, caller. Are you on the air?
I'm here. I don't know who was the first.
Okay, go right. Who am I speaking to?
This is Nassar Abdullah Haddad.
Assalamu alaikum, brother. How are you this evening?
I'm telling you, alhamdulillah. Walaikum
assalam. Yes, sir.
I'm sorry?
No, go right ahead.
I'm just trying to bring this to you also.
No, oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum to you too, brother Aziz. Should I begin speaking?
Yes, sir.
You know, I certainly have, you know, I can say ditto to everything that brother Aziz said. I didn't hear if you had a comment earlier before the program came on. But also, in as much as being in the service, you know, being in my 70s and so forth and so on, and certainly I appreciated the enthusiasm and just the number of individuals that been showing up all over the world, not just here in America, but all over the world, speaking about this situation. And I just wanted to warn, or not even warn, but just bring it to our attention that even though I know that we have been, because like I said, I've been a witness, you know, to all of us through the history of my life, but, you know, we have a responsibility too. And I don't think that, you know, I certainly think, well, I ain't thinking, I know it's absolutely true, that the children, the young folks, are going to be the ones that actually bring righteousness into fruition. But in between that time, I feel as if we, older adults, and particularly those in our age range, we have a responsibility now as we had before. I feel like when we was in the war and then even after the years, we neglected a whole lot of things that we should have been doing. And certainly we're going to bring drugs in as one of the culprits that sort of derailed us, sort of derailed the brothers and sisters that was in the penitentiaries that was trying to get themselves together. They went to jail sober-minded, full of enthusiasm and, you know, trying to do everything they could to help change things. Back out drug addicts and so forth and so on. And I'm not condemning, I'm just giving up facts and, you know, talking about the real situation. But again, I want to emphasize from my perspective that we still have a great responsibility. And as far as I'm concerned, that responsibility is to initiate and put together a groundwork, a frame, a format, in essence, of things that can be done and should be done. I mean, it's not like it was 35 or 40 years ago. There's enough people, and people with the intellect as well, that can assist us in putting together programs that would establish the most important things that we need as a group of people. And in my opinion, those things are certainly social economic development, you know, education in our communities. And I say education in our communities, I'm talking about from preschool all the way through to at least throughout high school. I think it's important that we have qualified teachers and so forth in those places and, you know, and not try to feel like we have to go integrate. We have to go someplace else to get the type of education that we need in order for us to be innovators in society. And along with that, I think that we have several different groups of people that we can use as models for that, and I can't think of any more proficient and productive than the Jewish community. They don't send their children to elementary schools and junior high schools for the most part. They educate their children until they're ready for college, and then they send them to college to come back out of college with degrees and you know, and in some situations to come out or just go really just to get the recognition of their study so that they can, so they won't have the problems as necessary for them to succeed as they do. And certainly they have a disproportionate amount of billionaires in America, and their population don't necessarily warrant that they should have that, and I don't necessarily attribute it all to intellect, because human beings are human beings, and it's certainly, if I'm succeeding and doing what I need to do, and I'm doing good, it's my responsibility to try to make sure that my brothers and sisters are doing the same thing. And so, therefore, when they get into high places and get into situations that allow them to be able to bring someone else in, and you can call it tutorage or whatever else you want to call it, but the end result is they go in with nothing and come out with billions. I mean, is that a coincidence or just a superior intellectual group of people? I don't think so. I think they're human beings just like the rest of us. They go through all the kind of other changes. Because you can witness that as well in the other minor circumstances in society that they get involved in, you know, like the Harvey Weinsteins, like the Cohens that was with Trump. Like, as a matter of fact, you can go back, and there's certain things that have transpired for the last 40 or 50 years that most people don't pay no attention to, but I've been very attentive to it, and that's something that in your presidency, and your comptrollers in all the cities and states across the nation, you go back and see who was the comptroller, who controlled the money in all of these places and control it. Sometimes, I don't even think that the position was, sometimes they didn't even change. You know, they stayed in that position because the other people didn't have the skills to be able to do it as proficiently as these people did. And at the same time, if you don't have the skills to do it, you don't have the skills to check it either, do you? So, there's a lot of different things, but again, not to get further from my point is we as adults, and we have to start acting like adults, and what I mean by that, we can't keep on expecting other people to do everything for us. We can't keep on acting like children, waiting for somebody else to give us a job, waiting for somebody else to do this and somebody else to do that, you know, just like, like I said, we're here, we're 50, 60 years old, 40 years old, and we don't have... I don't know of any industry that we have in America that where we are hiring and firing our own people and other people and so forth. And these are things that we need to have these type of conversations that on radio, but we also need to get together face-to-face, you know, perhaps to put up some seminars where we can sit down and talk about these things and say what we can do. What can each one of us bring to the table that is no more than a body and an idea? And then from there, if we put enough of that together, and get some serious people, I'm sure that we can do what I certainly want to do. I would like to leave a legacy before I leave here that I did something to demonstrate my concern about the future of my people, about the future of the world, really. And I know that it ain't going to change unless we change it, because we know that Satan ain't going to stop doing what he's supposed to do, because he's got respite until the bodies are raised up again. And he's an avowed enemy. What does that mean? That means, listen, I don't care what you do, unless you stay into the good grace of God, whether you be a Jew, a Christian, or a Muslim, or anyone else. If you don't recognize and understand that since the time of Adam, that God has continued to give us revelation in order to try to help us to defend ourselves against a source that has greater strength, greater understanding than what we do. And I don't know, I mean, you know, like, y'all tell me if you want me to stop, because I can go on just like Brother Aziz and keep this rolling, but I don't want to monopolize things. I just simply wanted to really express more than anything else. We have a physical responsibility to do something, and not just to hold discussions and talk about what other people can do. Because every time we pass the responsibility to somebody else, we're leaving holes in our program, holes that cannot be filled by anybody else. And I know from my own, from what's just in me, I got ideas. I got, you know, I feel like what can be done, and I even have some plans that I would like to see implemented. But at the same time, it's like most circumstances, you know, it's not your intellect all the time. It's about who you know and how serious they are about togetherness. Because a lot of people in fantastic positions, but they ain't thinking about nobody but themselves. And
right.
Yeah. You know, okay, well, all right, well, brother, we certainly appreciate your opinion, and we also many points that many points that you made, Brother Aziz, just before, Brother, and I want you to stay on the phone because you, many things you said, this is what the New Africa Business Association is all about. So we need brothers like you because we've been, the message that you've been, some of the questions that you just made available, New Africa Business Association has been talking about it now for over 4 years since we've been on the radio station. So we invite listeners like yourself to come on and help us to achieve our goal. One of the things I've always emphasized is that one of the biggest problems in our communities is the communications when it comes to the African-American voice and the African-American, especially business folks. We're drowning it out because of the large medias that is much bigger than us. So any time we can have a way of communication, such as a blog radio or any type of radio, TV, newspapers, any way we can network with each other, like the brother said, networking through these social issues, but at the same time, getting to know each other and meet with each other personally in our own communities, where we can implement some very productive programs. Again, Brother Aziz, I'm going to ask you to give everybody information as to where they can become a member of the New Africa Business Association and our blog, our websites, and then we'll come right back and open the stations up again. Brother Aziz, if you would share that information at this time. And I also remind everybody about the Fox show.
Yes, yes, the New Africa Business Association contact information for internet participation. You go on the internet and talk, put on their blogtalkradio.com/NABASSC-URL. And that again for internet participation, that's blogtalkradio.com/NABASSC-URL. And our email address is newafricaba@gmail.com. And that is newafricaba@gmail.com. And if you want to look us up on the web, see our businesses that we feature for you to look into or do business with, that web address is New Africa Business ASSOC.com. That's New Africa Business ASSOC.com. And we're on every Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that call in number to participate over the phone is 657-383-1372, and that's 657-383-1372. And we also have a
forget that.
Pardon? And that's the information for contacting New Africa Business Association.
Okay, and right after the show, we immediately go to the Black Wall Street National Conference, and that National Conference immediately following the show. So the conversations we're having here on the show, we will continue, and that will be covering the Northeast region of Black Wall Street, which runs all the way from North Carolina to all the way to the up to Connecticut, the entire Northeast region. So we ask you to join us right after the show, and we will continue this conversation or continue conversations you like to have in business. Brother Aziz, if you would share that information as to the call numbers right after the show.
Right. Also, the New Africa Business Association in Black Wall Street has a blog radio show, and that radio show is also every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the code to get into that is area code 712 451-0683. And that conference call number, again, is area code 712-451-0683. And the code to get in is 614060 pound sign. The code to get in again is 614060 pound shot pound sign.
Okay,
all right,
thank you. Thanks so much.
You're
again,
welcome.
Brother Aziz. And so again, we
yes,
ask all of you that won't get a chance to maybe hear yourself on the radio this evening, we can have a continuation right after the show, and we will have another hour to, and our mics will be open to everyone who is calling in. I asked a question, and I'm going right back to the mic, and I'd like for someone to answer my question. And that question is why is it that 95% of all the policemen in this country, why do they have to be white males, and why have they been white males ever since there have been a police department? So again, that's my question. Why is there so many white males, and why does there have to be so many white males being our policemen? So again, I am going to go back up to Mike's, and I am going to go with our next caller. We got about a half an hour, so we asked the caller maybe keep our comments to about 3 to 5 minutes. Next caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Just go right ahead, please. Caller, you're on the air.
I think somebody was just checking in.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead, sister. Go ahead, sister. Go ahead.
Caller, you're on the air. Go right here with your comments.
Yes, I think somebody was just trying to checking in, but while I can be heard, I would like to take a stab at that. I don't know who might have seen the news about so much pressure being put on the, I think it was the New York police officers, that a group of them came on and said that they were told to do the things that they do. In other words, the police is not the police department, it's whoever is like over the police department controls the police department, and they've been told that they have to do a certain amount of quotas every month, and which we all knew that part, but and so they, however they get it, you know, but they were encouraged to get the quotas from the least resistance, those with least resistance, which would be the homeless, Latino, and black people. And so that's the reason why. In other words, I think somebody said it, that the police officers have the injustice has moved from wearing a white sheet to a black robe. So that's basically, it's all by design.
All right. Thanks so much for your comment, sister. Again, the mics are continuing to be open. You're on the air. Caller, you're on the air.
Well, I don't hear anybody, so I'm going to speak up right quick. If anybody come on, I'll get off since I had spoke earlier. But in regards to the police situation, I think it's just like everything else. I mean, we have not took the initiative to really, truly be in charge of anything. We've tried to participate in things, but we never have, you know, come together and try to really be in charge to the point of protecting ourselves as well and not advocating violence and all the rest of that. But at the same time, just like your, and I don't want to supersede your conversation with Black Wall Street, but I can't help but mention the fact that, hey, you know, here thousands of people was killed on Black Wall Street, but you don't ever hear about that. They make it seem like it's just a little, you know, two or three people or a little small situation. But miles and miles of what black people had achieved, they just went in there and murdered people and just buried them in graves, mass graves. They're trying to find the graves sometime now. And at least that's what has been publicized. But again, the only thing that's going to correct all of this is that we come together on the real side, talk to each other face to face, and talk about what we're going to do in order to establish security within our own community, and I mean security not just the policing and so forth, but security as far as being able to hire one another to build our own homes and things of that nature. And it's not going to take, you know, the hundreds of billions of dollars and all the rest of this and so forth and so on. It's just like everything else. The longest journey in the world began with the first step. And the first steps is a heck of a lot different than the first conversation. You know, we got to get together, sit down, and talk about the things that we can achieve, and then, you know, format the necessary things to make it happen. And that all of those things can stop. But nothing is going to change immediately. But again, the greater responsibility to bring in about real social change in every aspect is going to fall on this new generation that was out there marching in the last couple of weeks. Because these children are socializing with each other. They're dealing with each other in the classrooms and so forth and so on. And then not only that, but I'm going to tell you something else. You know, we complained about it in the beginning, but I have to say, this hip-hop generation has done more to bring people together than anything else I know. Because this hip-hop generation, in every aspect, whether it's in athletics or whether it's in the music industry or just on talk shows and so forth, you know, they are communicating with each other, and they are communicating in such a way that other people want to belong. And for the most part, you know, the African Americans are dominating that. But at the same time, people are doing it all around the world. So again, that same type of innovative that innovative skill and so forth, we have that in every aspect of us. But we don't get a chance to demonstrate it as much as we should in the ways that we should. So again, you all have a platform here. And I certainly like to participate in it in every way possible. But again, I don't feel like we should be totally on the radio or any place else discussing our business. I feel that we should have some places that we can sit down and just in the park and just talk to each other five or six at a time. And then, you know, maybe if it turn into 15 or 20, it'll keep on expanding because each one tell one or whatever the case may be. But I feel if we put our heads together and seriously want to address these issues, then change will come. And I certainly, like I said, I would like to leave some type of legacy to substantiate. I didn't just come here and had a lot of rap and, you know, talk about this and talk about that. But it's just like if you're in your own home and you spill, you get up and get some food and fall on the floor, as long as you keep walking by it, it's going to continue to lay there. But you got to get it up yourself. And that's the same thing with the rest of these situations that we're dealing with. Whatever we say, whatever we want to do, we've got to do our share. We've got to stop acting like we are children and wait for somebody else to determine what can be done. It's like I listen to these radio programs. I'm not read TV programs here. Well, and they ask you just like you praise yourself. So what do you think need to be done? What do you mean what I think need to be done? Just ask yourself what you've been doing and just reverse this stuff. That's what needs to happen. You know, you need to take a greater look at yourself. And you cannot tell me if you ride by, you take the highway 3 miles out of the way to ride by my community because you don't want to come through there, and you build highways so that you don't have to, and then you pretend that you don't know what's going on. You pretend like you don't know that these killings have been going on all over the country. And I guarantee you, in the last couple of weeks, we found out about more killings in the last couple of weeks than we would have found out ordinarily, because they're in public sizes all the time. And then there's a lot of black people that also, they work with them to try to keep their job, so they feel like they have to be a part of the boys, good old boys, as opposed to being all who they want to be. But in order for us to free them up and to have real people in charge, I mean, you got police. Well, I remember we can talk about L.A. when the mayor of L.A., the brother that was there for 20 years, and he didn't have no charge of the police department. That wasn't part of his duty. He was an administrator. And I'm trying to think of his name right now. I can't think of the brother's name, but he was the mayor, Bradley. He was the mayor of L.A. for over 20-some years, and all the time he was an administrator, and the chief of police actually ran the city, you know, governed everything. And he wasn't the only one. I mean, you see that same type of circumstance going on now. You know, like people being in the, you know, I put it like this here. Position don't necessarily mean power nor authority. And I'm saying position in as much as having labor, because we know that our brother, Barack Obama, he had labor and being the president, when they snapped his power, snapped his capabilities, you know, usurped his dreams and ambitions and desires for being you know, change maker and so forth. They usurped all that. Sold him when he came in there. You ain't has no legislation. And then on top of that, when he had an opportunity to put a judge on the Supreme Court, they held that up for over a year and gave Trump the opportunity to not only do that, but since he's been in office, another thing they don't talk about, he didn't put in position hundreds of circuit court judges and, you know, people all around the country. He's put them in office to be there. Young people too, not, you know, old people and so forth. I mean, here again, we keep planning for tomorrow. These people are planning for centuries, you know what I mean, way ahead. And until we realize and understand that we have to sit down and start planning likewise and in this plan and protect those that we are putting in these positions to do things that are progressive, that we're going to continue to be behind the eight ball as opposed to be the innovative individuals that we are. And now I'll say this like this a little bit off the line. Just like these brothers and sisters have put this ghetto, that's where we started from, the hood, they put this hood hip hop out there. And it started off real vulgar, started off real wrong, calling our sisters bitches and this and that and so forth and so on. But they cleaned that all up. And then they start changing the lyrics. And it's just like, you know, it's like anything. It ain't going to start off perfect, but you got to start. You got to begin someplace. And until you begin, there's no middle, there's no finish line, and so forth and so on. So, again, my plea to anybody that can hear, you got those phone numbers, and I was going to say this here too, Brother Aziz, when you was giving out that first phone number, I really, you know, I don't know, you maybe have too, but the number that I reached you on was 567-383-1372. And that's not the number that you gave out when you gave, you know, when you said it. I'm sure that's what you probably meant, or maybe you have another number. But at any rate, that's the number that
the number that I was reading off there was 657. You said 567?
No, 657-383-1372. 657.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, okay, and then also you gave the email address, you know, newafricaba@gmail.com.
Yes, that's correct.
Right. Well, I mean, one thing we can all do, anybody that's listening, we can all at least send an acknowledged email there that we want to be on the email list and start communicating with each other like that. But again, you know, we got to stop talking and come together and start doing some things that allow us to build something.
Brother, we certainly appreciate your comments. We ask you to continue to come on every as often as you can. We're on every Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m., and we ask that you continue to participate with us, because your comments are our comments. Many things you're saying tonight, like you said, we've been saying for quite a while, and we certainly need to have our voices increased. I want to also share some information, though. In order to those of you who would like to send direct information to the New Africa Business Association, that would be that information would be our email would be New Africa Business Association. That's NABASSC@gmail.com. Anyone who wants to send and get on our email list, you can send us an email. And that would be NABASSC@gmail.com. And we will certainly respond to you. Also, if you wish to contact the New Africa Business Association, that number would be 202-288-5660. 202-288-5660 or 202-903-7278. 202-903-7278. And you can contact the New Africa Business Association. And also you can go to our website, newafricabusinessassociation.com. And when you go to our website, you will be able to see all the businesses that you can currently do business with throughout the United States, because we have business registered with us in many different parts of many different states. So we ask you to come in and join us and participate, because we need our numbers and our voice are needed. I am going to take a sponsor break, and the sponsors, of course, the folks who pay for our radio station and so forth. So let me give them a chance to hopefully make a couple dollars, and we'll be right back.
Vitamin Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities. Retirees, roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Vitamin Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.vitaminassociatesinsurance.com or give us a call at 202-288-5660 or 301-234-9090. Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our peppermint foot rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
And again, welcome back to the show. And again, I am going to go right back to the mics. I do want to remind everyone that right after the show, at 8 o'clock this evening, we'll be switching over to Black Wall Street Northeast Region. The entire Northeast Region will be participating. And so, again, we can continue parts of tonight's show, or we can go into many of the affairs that Black Wall Street and all of their directors have to offer. But anyway, we ask for your participation right after the show, and that starts at 8 o'clock. And the call-in number for that participation is 712-451-0683. I'll give you that number again, 712-451-0683, and you have a code that you put in. That code number is 614-060, and then hit pound. That code number again is 614-060, and hit pound. And that, we'll start that show immediately starting at 8 o'clock this evening, and we will continue our conversation of my radio show right on over to Black Wall Street, USA, Northeast region. So again, our mics are still open. We have about 15 minutes. Any comments that you wish to make about Black Lives Matters, or No Justice, No Peace, or we're always open to our economical situations because that's what the show is all about. But again, the mics are open. We welcome your comments.
Yes, sir. I'd just like to bring to everyone's attention, because I think we do have some people on the line in the central region, so that will be 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And much of what the brother said about what we need to do this and we need to do that, we're hoping that next year we'll bring all those like minds together in Tulsa and have some of that really happen right at that time. So please stay tuned at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks for letting me share.
Now, sister, since you got you got a few moments, why don't you go ahead and introduce that program we're talking about. We'll continue to talk about it at 8 o'clock. But since we're right here on the radio, and those of that may not know anything about the events for next year, and that is Black Wall Street. And like the brother said, that's where we'll be coming together nationally. So go ahead and share your information with everyone, if you will, and let them know how they can contact you.
Well, yes, sir. I'd like to do that with the permission of the chair of the new Black Wall Street, Oklahoma. If Sister Joyce Williams is on the phone,
you better go on and tell the people who we are.
I'd like to. I'd like to leave that responsibility.
If Miss Williams is on, we need, because like the brother was saying earlier, they know that there's a history with Black Wall Street that we just don't know. So if the two of you would just share whatever information you'd like to share with us, we got about 10 minutes, and then, like you said, we'll be switching over to your show. And hopefully Miss Williams will be directing that show. But anyway, any comments you guys like to make? We got about 10 more minutes. We'll be welcome to say.
Good evening, all. This is Joyce Williams, the new Black Wall Street, Oklahoma. And we are in the process of putting some things together in terms of what we want to do with the various venues. I know the New Africa Business Association is probably going to want to have an entire pavilion. But we're looking now to put together some ideas, promoting some activities. And any ideas or suggestions that you guys could offer, because what we want to do, I think we had mentioned, we want to do some reenactment. We want to do some things that we haven't done in a very long time. We want to do some family things, some hopscotch. And, you know, we used to, you remember Brother Aziz and Brother Bilal? When we were children, you guys used to roll the tires. Remember that?
Yeah.
Y'all could start on one end of the road, because that's where we lived, though. We lived on the road. You start on one end of the road and roll them tires to nobody's bit and never got tired.
So
if we're looking at doing some activities and we want to dress one area, because it's going to be a lot of different things going on during that weekend. But one area of what we're proposing, we want to reenact that time frame. We want the hustle and bustle. We want a barbershop, people be cutting hair, doing some of the things they would have been doing.
Soda fountain.
2021.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, we want to. We've already, on Sunday, we took a tour. Hopefully, our plan is to get the footage to everyone in Black Wall Street, USA, and the New Africa Business Association, where we are going to outline places. Well, actually, we've already thought about it. We just need to get confirmation from the owners. There are a lot of empty spaces in La Tulsa, and One of the little shopping centers that we looked at, we thought that would be perfect for a reenactment. You know, just have people dress up like that time and open up a soda fountain, open up a 5 and 10 cent store, open up a boot black, you know. And so we're going to need other people to help with this. So there's a lot of work to be done next year, which we have to start this year. So nobody should get on this line complaining about, you know, we're not doing anything, because we're getting ready. We're doing something, and we're trying to get a whole bunch of people to get on board with this. We want the new Black Wall Street USA. There are Black Wall Streets all over the country, but there are some Black Wall Streets that are really on top of it. We want them to be sure that they come in and have a booth or have a workshop or have be a part of the reenactment to or whatever they can do to show people it's not just about this weekend, it's about what are you going to do when you leave here.
Yeah.
Now, what our chair was talking about with the tires and the hopscotch and all that, we want to set up a camp for the people who are vending, for the people who are going to workshops or whatever you're doing. We want our children to be able to go off to camp during the day and have fun, you know, so that it will be a fun thing for them as well. And then some things we'll do together. We plan to have some ball games, some baseball, softball games or baseball games like they used to do back in the day. Everybody went to the ball game. We're planning on having a fish fry that our chair will tell you about. We're planning on having a whole bunch of activities that we hope to get out to you so you can choose which ones you want. We need to know about how many people are coming, how many people are will invest in this, in being there, in registering, so that we will be able to make sure how many streets we need to block off, how many parking places. There's just a lot that needs to be done, and I'm sure there's some people on the line who have dealt with logistics before. So whatever help we can get, it's all our program. It's ours. It's not just Tulsa's. It's everybody's. We want everybody to come here, bring their skills here, so that we can put them all together and show the whole world how you build a black community like Black Wall Street was, without outside intervention or support. We want to do this ourselves. This is a self-help opportunity, and so we want to do this ourselves. So we're looking forward to everybody just being a part of that. Thank you for letting us share.
Okay.
Thanks so much, sister. And like I said, we'll be continuing hearing from you guys in about 10 more minutes. I like to sit.
Thank you.
Listeners, audience, we would be talking about our business activities, our network marketing, our getting to know each other. But because of this pandemic and because of the social injustice that's going on in the country, we switched our programs up to deal with our social issues. So that's what you're hearing from this evening, many of our social issues. But again, our objective is to bring about businesses throughout the United States and get to know our businesses by networking with each other, identifying our businesses with each other, and of course, doing business with each other. And that's what this project, the event in Oklahoma, and we will be talking about that exclusively here within another week or so, because we'll be talking to business folks from all over the country, and that's who we're looking to put this program together, is business folks, because, again, we're looking to promote your business, and we're hoping that the business folks, in turn, will promote the community. So, again, it's a program that we're going to be continuously talking about in the near future. But like I said, because we have this pandemic on our hands and we have all this social unrest on our hands, we took away from our normal broadcasting programs to talk about our social issues. And we will continue to talk about those social issues for the next five or so minutes. And then we'll be switching over to the Black Wall Street Northeast region. So pass information on to everyone that you know. And this information is going to be going on for quite some time. So it's not something that we're starting tonight is going to end next month. No, we're going to be here for quite some time until our achievements are met. So our mics are still open. If you have comments about Black Wall Street, Black Matters, Black Lives Matters, or No Justice, No
right.
Peace, the mics are open for your comments.
Well, I just wanted to say I'm from Tulsa, Billy Parker with Black Wall Street Marketing, and we're having an event here June the 20th called the Daishiki Father's Day Bash. And it's an event where all, it's an outside event where everybody's getting together, and we're going to have a fish fry because we have a farmer's market also to raise money and to be aware of, you know, the community, to help the community. And we're doing this for our fathers. So we're just going to be out here just having a good time. We have a band and you know, just, I just wanted to let you all know about that.
Okay, any information you wish to share and any, with us, we'll be glad to take any information and any of us that...
I have a flyer. Where can I send a flyer to? And that number, that seven, that other number, I could never get in on the 8 o'clock. I have to call, like, Eartha Stone or somebody to get in on that because my service don't let me, allow me to get in that way.
And sister, I inquired. That is a number that that number is owned by Black Wall Street Northeast Region. And I spoke to Dr. Stone also, and we're trying to remedy that problem as soon as we can. But right now, it's something that as far as the New Africa Business Association, we don't have the control. But believe me, we're looking forward to rectifying that as soon as possible. As a matter of fact, I would like to turn that from a conference call to another radio station because you guys are on standard time. So I would like to go from Eastern time right to standard time and even go to specific time. I would like to have our radio station doing a three-hour broadcast on Wednesday. And all of them will be 7 Eastern, 7 Standard, and 7 Pacific Time. But again, we need your memberships and we need your participation because all of this does involve costs. So again, I would ask you to send your comments to the New Africa Business Association. Brother Aziz, if you would give the our email and our web as to where they can contact the New Africa Business Association and Black Wall Street.
Yes, that the New Africa Business Association email is newafricaba@gmail.com. That email is newafricaba@gmail.com. And our web address is newafricabusinessassoc.com. And again, that's newafricabusinessassoc.com. Or you can contact us at nabassc@gmail.com. And that's nabassc@gmail.com. All right, okay. Brother Blau.
Thanks so much, Brother Aziz. So again, anyone who wishes to send information, any events that you have going, if you're not on our email list, send us your email so we can put you on our email list and we can keep up with the events of New Africa Business Associates and Black Wall Street. And we ask that you pass the information on. Brother Aziz, it's going to take me a moment to clear the air. Brother Aziz, I would ask you to open up the, Miss Williams, open up the 8 o'clock program, because by the time I close out, it'll be about 8:05. I have to join you guys. So if you are Miss Williams, would open up the 8 o'clock program, and I will join you as soon as I can. But in the meantime, we have I'd like to thank all of our listeners. I'd like to thank everybody for their comments. But most of all, we need you to join the New Africa Business Association. We need you to join a Black Wall Street USA. And again, you have that information. If not, call us, send us emails, go to our website. But we need your participation. Again, I'm getting ready to sign out. Bilal Masterpiece with my co-host again.
Abdul Aziz Shaheed, and we thank you all.
And we'll be
welcome to all.
Thank you.
And we're going to say good night to everybody, and hopefully next week we will be right back here with another edition of the New Africa Business Association.
Just thank